of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. We may have lacked a baseball World Series in Milwaukee this fall, but we are not lacking for a world championship sporting event. Roller derby teams from around the world are in Milwaukee through Sunday, competing for the Women's Flat Track Derby Association Championship held at the U.S. Cellular Arena starting today. It's hosted by Milwaukee's Brew City Bruisers Club, which, as host, does not compete in the event. One team that will be competing is Chicago's Windy City Rollers, which feature the talents of Sandrine Ranjan, a French native who lives in Milwaukee, training in the hopes of becoming an Olympic short track speed skater. She's with us in the studio, along with Angela Johnstad, the Brew City Bruiser known on the track as Terror Lipinski. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Give us some context, first of all. How big a deal is this event on the roller derby calendar, and how significant is it in the history of the sport here in Milwaukee?
Well, this is probably the biggest roller derby event that you could have anywhere in the world any time of year. This is the WFTDA Championships. WFTDA stands for the Women's Flat Track Derby Association. And this is the first time that this event has ever happened in Milwaukee. And because it travels from city to city every year, this may be the last time or the only time in a very long time that you were able to see such fantastic high-level derby here in Milwaukee.
Give us some background on what it takes for teams to be a part of this event. How do they get here?
This, like any other sport, there is a qualifying structure, so they actually have to go through different tournaments in order to qualify to make this event. So this is pretty much the top 12 teams of roller derby anywhere in the world.
And it is not like baseball or hockey in the sense that there is always a widespread national or international league. You say there are these qualifying events, but how does the sport compare in different parts of the country and the world?
Well, right now, the United States has a high level of competition. There are derby teams that have pretty much popped up all over the country. Places like Milwaukee, we've been established since 2005. And the Windy City Rollers, which is Sandrine's team, was established in 2004, which is about the same year that the WFTDA itself was put together.
Now, Sandrine, you have skated derby in different parts of the country. I know you skated in Denver. You're now skating as part of this Chicago club. How do you see do you see levels as essentially comparable in different parts of the country?
Yeah, I think it is. I think you have some, you know, there are some really good teams in California, New York, in really everywhere in the country. And even in Canada, I played for Montreal for a while. And Montreal has a really good team. So does Toronto and Vancouver.
Now, you recently joined the Windy City Rollers, but you moved to Milwaukee for somewhat related reasons, but only somewhat related reasons. How did your transition from roller derby to speed skating start?
Well, it's interesting. I have not a lot of experience in speed skating, but I thought, well, if I want to make it to the Olympics one day, I have to do speed skating. So I've started to train for short track speed skating and hopefully going to make it for the 2018 Olympics while playing derby at the same time for Windy City.
I have heard it said that short track speed skating is like roller derby on ice, but that's usually said by people who have only watched both sports. So as someone who has done both, how do the two compare?
Well, clearly there's a lot more hits in derby because we get hit, we run into each other. That's a big part of the sport. And in speed skating, it's more about skating the track a certain way to block someone from passing you, but you don't actually go out and hit someone, or not on purpose.
Well, and so there's an obvious and maybe two obvious key differences, the ice, of course, but roller derby is a quad skate sport, while speed skating only has a single blade and a very narrow blade at that. How does that affect the technical skating part of what you do? How hard is it to go from skating on something that is wider and presumably more stable to just a tiny little speed skating blade?
Well, on the ice, on that really long, skinny blade, it's more about getting on the edges and using your balance the right way. And in derby on quad skates, it's not really that hard to use your edges because you have a lot more space. And it's more about agility and really quick feet.
Angela Johnstad, I would imagine that might be an overlooked part of the sport of roller derby, the skating skill. People who are new to it might say, well, hey, they're just skating in circles around there. But is this a technical skating sport?
Oh, absolutely. My background was ice figure skating. And one of the things when we first started playing roller derby, it was very much just a go fast, turn left, go fast, turn left, which is, you know, just as basic as you can get. The sport has developed now, whereas there's so much need for, as Sandrine said, physical agility, skating forwards and backwards, and being able to cut from side to side so quickly that the technical improvement of the skills have had to just skyrocket as each team has gotten stronger and stronger.
Now, Sandrine, you have also played ice hockey as well.
Yes.
How does the skating in ice hockey compare to what you're doing in roller derby?
I think it's actually very similar because it's a lot of really quick, explosive movements and skating in all directions. Even though we always turn the same way, you have to sometimes go right, go backwards, and go in every direction. So I think it really helps if you come from hockey.
Now, you, I believe, played hockey for Team France, right?
Yes.
So why isn't that your Olympic aspiration?
Well, I tried to make it to the Olympics twice with Team France and failed miserably twice. So our chances in France of making it to the Olympics in hockey are very slim. So I figured, you know, let's make it happen in a different sport.
Well, and so who's been encouraging you in speed skating?
I did a training camp in Canada this summer, and a coach who used to coach the U.S. national team in short track saw me and told me, well, you have potential. You should really do this and move to Milwaukee.
And so what is the learning curve that goes into going from the elite level of two other sports, hockey and roller derby, to trying to reach the same level in speed skating?
Well, right now it's really working on my skating technique and really working on my position and trying to use the right muscles at the right time, because I know how to skate and I've been an athlete my whole life. But speed skating is so technical that I have a lot to learn in that aspect.
Is it challenging to exist at the elite level in two different sports and shift gears between them?
It is sometimes, because, for example, I have to miss, you know, some speed skating workouts when I have to drive to Chicago for practice. But, you know, as long as the coaches in the two sports understand my involvement and are supportive of it, then it's fine.
Do you imagine at some point as 2018 draws closer, are you going to have to relegate roller derby to an afterthought more?
I'm trying not to think about that too much for now and just enjoy the moment. But I'm going to have some tough choices to make at some point, yes.
Angela Johnstad, is it going to be hard to be at this event without being able to compete at it?
Absolutely. It will be difficult to not want to strap on my skates and get out there. But at the same time, like any sport, you can learn so much just by watching. And it's such a privilege to have all these top-level skaters that are coming here to Milwaukee that we are going to be able to learn from. I imagine that pretty much every player that comes to watch, and there are players from all different leagues coming to watch this event, it's not just our own city, that are just going to be so excited to take the skills and the enthusiasm that these skaters are showing at this event and put that into our own skating and our own training on the weeks to come.
How supportive is the roller derby universe of its own?
Wildly supportive. I suppose that many Milwaukee fans aren't going to be super eager to cheer any Chicago teams after this Monday night's football game. But I have to say that as far as sister teams go, Milwaukee's very excited for Windy City's chances in the tournament this weekend. So there's a lot of love to go around. Everybody has their favorite teams. Everybody has their favorite skaters that they like to cheer on. And the great thing about it is that these heroes that we have are accessible to us after the games. And I think that kind of camaraderie and that sense of this person that I admire is going to be drinking a beer next to me at the after party makes for a really wonderful experience.
What is it that attracts both of you to the sport of roller derby?
The athleticism and competitive aspect of it. I just really like playing a sport at the top level that can be found in the world.
For me, I would say it's being able to be a member of a team. Being involved in team sports my whole childhood, it was nice as an adult to be able to find kind of an athletic outlet to fulfill not only the physical aspect but also the emotional team aspect of it.
To someone who has not competed in the sport of roller derby, is there any way to put into words what the feeling is like during a competitive bout?
Well, I'd say it's an incredible adrenaline rush. But oddly enough, despite the size of the crowd, whether it's a couple hundred people or a couple thousand people, everything else around, at least for me, just kind of blurs out. And you get so hyper-focused on, you know, what the job is that you have to do on the track.
Yeah, to me, it's kind of an interesting feeling because I'm a jammer, so it means I have some decisions to make on the track. I have to know when to call off the jam. I have to know if I should keep skating and get one more pass. So it's really interesting to have that adrenaline flowing and be able to still make smart decisions and really stay focused.
You would want to make sure you're not being guided just by the sound of the crowd or the heat of the moment.
Yeah, I try not to pay attention to the crowd too much. It's really nice to play in front of big crowds, but I try to block it out and not pay attention to that.
Although I will say I'm not going to lie, that if you do get a good hit on a good jammer, not that I could ever stop Sandrine, but if you do get a good hit on a jammer and knock him into the crowd, the roar that you get is pretty addictive.
Angela Johnstead, Sandrine Ranjan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sandrine Ranjan is a jammer for the Windy City Rollers Derby team and trains in Milwaukee as a short track speed skater. Angela Johnstead is with Milwaukee's Brew City Bruisers, the team hosting the Women's Flat Track Derby Association Championships this afternoon through Sunday at the U.S. Cellular Arena. You'll find a link to a complete schedule from WUWM.com/lake effect. One last break, and then Ophira Eisenberg, the host of NPR's newest quiz show, chats about her memoir of her, shall we say, philandering ways. That's when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.